In just a minute, now that we've heard the terrible news from VW, we're going to ask our panelists what will be the next secret we'll learn that our cars have been keeping from us. But first, let me tell you all that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Lumosity.com, brain training designed by neuroscientists that have been used by 60 million people worldwide with personalized training programs to challenge memory, attention, and problem solving. Learn more at Lumosity.com. Angie's List, a service designed to help consumers fix and improve their homes. Visitors can get project support and schedule appointments with local contractors online with the Angie's List iPhone and Android apps. More at Angie'sList.com. Lumber Liquidator is a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl. With flooring specialists in hundreds of stores nationwide, more at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. And Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles, at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Hay, Let's Keep It Clean, Berman, Benevolent Overlord. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Miles Dornbos and Robin Lynn. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Special thanks this week to our old friend Gary Yeck. Our CFO is Andy Yen. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Mr. Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike, I Stuffed the Bill in My Shirt, Danforth. Now, panel, what secret have our cars been keeping from us? Luke Burbank.
Sometimes when we're rounding a corner and giving the car some gas, it briefly thinks of its previous owner. Just for a second.
Eliza Schlesinger.
Cars learning to self-park is just the next step in them rising up to kill us all in a revolution.
And Tom Bodette.
If you're ever driving down the road lost in your own thoughts and your little blind spot detector blinks on and off for no apparent reason, it's because it's detected a gap in your intellect.
Well, if we find out any of that, panel, we are going to ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you to Birthday Boy, Mr. Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Luke Burbank, Tom Bodette. Welcome, and thanks to Eliza Schlesinger, and thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week from beautiful Ann Arbor, Michigan. This is NPR.